Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
We got Landry coming up in moments. I can't wait, man. Can't wait. Want to hear about this hire? Want to hear about what used to... We got to figure out who's the new Browns, by the way, now. Because we've washed the stink off of us. So now we got to figure out who's the new Browns. And maybe the Houston Texans are that candidate.
Oh,
we welcome in Landry Locker. Yes, that Landry Locker on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's the host of In the Loop on Sports Radio 610 in Houston. Hello, Landry.
Well, what's up, man? You sound pretty happy right now.
I'm happy to have you on the show. It's fantastic. I'm feeling good. Lima, go ahead.
Landry, defend the hire. What a joke.
I can't. I can't really defend what's going on over here. It's crazy. It's one of the weirdest things that I've seen in a long time. It's probably it might be the worst coaching hire in NFL history. I was trying to think.
Freddie?
Well, I'm serious because we're talking about a guy who's 65 years old. He's never been a coordinator. I don't even know if he's interviewed for a head coaching job. He was the receivers coach in Kansas City in 2014 when they went an entire season without a receiver catching a touchdown. He was Josh Allen's quarterback coach his rookie year when he threw 10 touchdowns and had 12 interceptions. He was the Philadelphia receiving coach when they had to trade for Terrell Owens, when they were talking about Todd Stinkston and Freddie Mitchell and all that stuff. Baltimore's passing game was one of the worst, and he's that. Like, maybe Jim Tom Sula in San Francisco compares, but at least his defensive line was badass. But at least his D-line was badass. So you could at least like understand he did something good. This is the worst coaching hire in NFL history, arguably.
I'm trying to think here. We have a few that could be a feather in our cap in this argument. Jim Zorn in D.C. was pretty bad.
Good quarterback.
There have been some bad ones. They really have been. All right, but I'll ask you this because the only thing that matters is whether or not you can keep Deshaun Watson. And, you know, people here, anytime we bring up Deshaun Watson, they think that's a pipe dream. They don't even want him. They like Baker because he just made the playoffs.
I don't want him.
So, the rest of the NFL would take him in a second.
Crazy,
so,
Ken.
No, I'm not here to fight
you're
you. I'm not here to fight
off.
You.
You don't want Deshaun Watson.
I'm not lying my ass off.
Not
lying my ass off. I've said it a million times because of what I'd have to give up with Baker Mayfield. That's why I'm not lying my ass off, Landry. I don't want him.
Keep Baker Mayfield. I'm good on that. I'll take AJ McCarron or something like that. I'll keep Baker Mayfield.
Okay. All right. Don't say things to get yourself kicked off the air here. All right. Go ahead, Lyman. Keep talking to him.
So is there realistically a chance, especially after this hire, that Deshaun Watson could just say, look, I got a ton of money, and I'm going to be able to make it back on the back end, especially if I get out of Houston, go somewhere where there's a better offensive line, where I'm not getting harassed on every single down, even though he's putting up amazing numbers. Boy, what a year he had, Landry. If we could take some time to just talk about his amazing numbers, his adjusted completion percentage.
No one says he sucks.
The touchdown.
Kenny doesn't want him.
Kenny wouldn't take him for free.
I don't want him
apparently.
For the price. No, that's not what I said. Stop. I don't want him for the price.
This love fest, though.
Have his compression shorts stuffed down your throat at every single moment over Deshaun Watson. For years, we used to argue this back in the draft, for crying out loud. What is it? I mean, you are like a five-year-old kid with Deshaun Watson. Enough. You're a grown man. You're 40. How old's Deshaun Watson, by the way?
Ken was infatuated, Landry, about
how old is
Baker
Deshaun?
Mayfield's 30th ranking completion.
You're 14. You fawn over Deshaun Watson more than you used to fawn over fake Instagram models at 40 years old. It's embarrassing. Landry Locker joins us on the show.
It's Ken Schtick. You're used to it, Landry. You remember the Schtick from Kenny. So, is there a chance that he could get traded?
Yeah, there is. And I mean, I think the chance is are pretty high that within the next week we hear Deshaun request a trade. He's pretty ticked off. I don't think that David Culley is going to be enough for him. So I think there is a possibility that Deshaun Watson gets traded. So yeah, there is, but apparently Ken thinks that he's worth like a second round pick and a seventh round pick.
No,
and he wouldn't trade Baker for him.
No. I'm done being worked into a shoot. We're here to talk about how terrible of a hire this may or may not have been. I'm not sure. They said they consulted Deshaun Watson, Landry.
I mean, they sent him a text. I mean, they consulted. I mean, what does that mean? Like, unlike with the Nick Caserio hire of GM, he didn't find out, you know, via text. They left him, I was told they left him a voicemail and they shot him a text. So that consulted is kind of a loose term. I don't think they directly talked to him. I think they sent him a text and I didn't even know they left F in voicemails these days, but they left him a voicemail is what I was told.
Can we ever hear the voicemail? Can we hear like the John Gruden, Antonio Brown voicemail? Will he ever release that?
I doubt it. I don't know. This sucks. I'm feeling you guys' pain because I used to kind of laugh at you guys and I used to kind of give Ken a hard time because you were so protective of, you know, the honor of the Browns being the laughing stock of the NFL. And I guess I'm kind of new to it, and you do kind of have Deshaun Watson, but damn, I do think if you were asking the question, who are the new Browns? These are the new Browns right now. I mean, this is easily the laughing stock of the NFL. We got an effing preacher running things here.
Easy, easy. Don't say the words here now.
I mean, we got a guy who was basically reading sermons to Julian Edelman and Tom Brady
Hold on. Now, just because the man's a man of faith doesn't mean – now, obviously, going from a preacher to a person running a franchise might not be the orthodox way to go about this, but I don't know if that's the problem. It seems that Deshaun Watson has a problem with it. I'm more concerned – like, there's some really – boy, you guys just lay it out there. You and Lopez and all those guys down there. I tell you what, if we tweeted the stuff that you guys have tweeted and said on the air about that guy, like, I don't know if we'd get sued, but it'd be a meeting. Hey, there's some strong stuff you guys have been putting out about this guy. You really are you guys pushing it every day to get this guy let go?
He's not going anywhere. We've kind of just accepted it. But, I mean, there's just so much proof of the guy being fraudulent. I mean, it's out there. It's not a secret. It's not like we're making it up. It's out there. And I think the players are starting to believe it too. So that makes it a little bit easier, but yeah, I'm absolutely, I mean, if he can get two GMs fired and he can outlive Bill O'Brien, I might be looking for a job pretty soon if I keep talking about him, but oh well, that's just the life I'm living right now.
What about JJ Watt? What's his future?
He gone. I mean, he's not gonna hang around for this. There's speculation about Deshaun, but JJ's not hanging around for this.
Could we get him? What would it cost? What could it cost from the Browns? I'm interested in him.
I mean, I don't know what it's. He's got 1 year left on his deal. There's no guaranteed money, so I think it's like $16 million. 1 year left on his deal. I'm sure he wants to be on a team that's good. The Browns are a good team right now. So I don't know. Would it take a third? Would it take a second? I don't know because we're also used to not getting good trade value. We got a new general manager. So for all we know, Nick Caserio is going to be like Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby, and he's going to be trading, you know, J.J. Watt for the same type of prices that he was trading DeAndre Hopkins for. But I would say maybe a second or third, you could probably get J.J.
Lima?
I just can't get over this thought that behind the scenes, maybe Deshaun Watson has said some things, but now you're saying you anticipate the next week he's going to be that we just never see this. A high-profile quarterback, especially in his prime, only, what, 25 years old, that he would ask out. This would cause amazing shift in the way that people think about the NFL, I think. Do you think I'm overstating it? Because I think this could be just the beginning.
I mean, have you ever seen anything like what's going on with Easterby? I mean, I know it sounds funny, but I mean, you do have a character coach that's come, and the GM Brian Gang gets fired after an 11-5 season. He runs off the cap guy Chris Olsen, starts negotiating bad contracts, He's openly talking about being Bill O'Brien's right-hand guy. He's in the draft room with him. Bill O'Brien gets fired. He hangs around. All of a sudden, they're going to hire a GM, and at the last second, they hire Nick Caserio, who has the same agent as Jack Easterby. Bill O'Brien's offensive coordinator staying here, who also has the same agent as Jack Easterby. So I know you've never seen anything like it, but that's really the theme of what's gone on since 2019 when Easterby got here in April. Like it's really like nothing you've ever seen. And you really don't – you thought that they brought in Caserio and he was going to be making the hires, but this just seems like Jack Easterby's calling the shots. And Deshaun has actually called him out indirectly at the end of the season. You know, some guys think they have too much power, I think was the quote. So, yeah, I know you've never seen it, but the most unreal thing that I've ever seen in my life is just how much power this guy has gotten and how much he has the owner's ear.
Well, this is wild. This is just some of the wildest stuff. Honestly, do you? I got a question here on Twitter. How is Duke Johnson feeling this morning about all this?
They're gonna cut Duke. I think he's due sick, so Duke will be gone, and he can figure it out himself. So I doubt. I don't even know that Duke is really that concerned about it, because I think Duke's probably gonna get cut, and they can either figure out like a restructure, but. He's probably going to be out of here very, very soon.
So I'll be fair here, and then I'll let you go. What would it take? What would you like in return for Deshaun Watson? I know you don't want to trade him and you want to make it work, but what would it take in return?
The problem is that he has a no-trade clause, so he kind of has a little bit of leverage. Guess who negotiated that contract? Jack Easterby. So I would want to trade him to the – he's reportedly open to go into the AFC East, so he prefers the Jets, and he also likes Miami. So that's the number two or number three overall pick. So one of those picks and then a couple extra firsts and maybe some other stuff would be ideal. Although I know you wouldn't give up a third and fifth for him, Ken, so there's that.
It was a second – what was it, a second and a third for A.J. McCarron? No, I wasn't giving up a second and a third for A.J. McCarron. Come on, don't be dumb.
I'm talking about for Deshaun. You're not giving up a third and a fifth for him, right?
Kenny, could you do me a –
and
me?
I could there do you go. Favor. Landry, yeah. It's been yeah. real.
Thanks. Bye, Landry.
Let's talk. Oh, my God, in heaven. The sweetest hit music. Got to get in there and say goodbye to our old friend.
Man, that's incredible.
How many meetings did we have that were either elongated or instigated just because of Landry?
Every single one of them. Every
basically,
single one
yeah,
of
I told you it was like a manager being thrown out of a baseball game. I've never seen anything like it in a meeting in my life.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. I really did.
And I sat in meetings with the other show, so I've never seen anything in my life. That was something. That was something in those days. Yes.
Say,
you could see it boiling.
He would.
You could
push
see it like starting to rise to a boil, and he's about to explode, and Andy was giving him all the fuel he needed to explode.
Tell you what, Landry awesome. And I had some late fun nights. Going to some Indians playoff games.
Yes, you did.
Oh, boy.
Yes, you did.
Still recovering.
Can I ask that question when we come back? Who's the new Browns?
I think he just told you.
216-578-0092. That and, interesting trades considered. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.